Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on Friday, May the 1st. Happy May Day, everyone. It's also St. Philip and St. James Day, a holy day in the church calendar, recognizing those apostles of Jesus. My name is Pastor Kit Greaves, incumbent of Christ Church Anglican in Oshawa. And with me is my son, Justin.
Good morning.
Buddy's snoring in the background, so you might hear him, our dog. We welcome you to join us for morning prayer again next week. We're going to begin Tuesday to Friday next week. We're going to offer morning prayer Tuesday to Friday, so look for that a little earlier in the day, but it'll be Tuesday to Friday starting next week. And we're also looking forward to our worship on Sunday morning, and you can find us on Facebook, and we'll be featuring the story of Jesus as the Good Shepherd and the three images, powerful images that he uses to teach us about God's character and our calling. So we'll look forward to that on Sunday morning and the virtual coffee hour on Zoom at 10:30 Sunday morning and next Wednesday as well. So welcome to May and our morning prayer service. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. We don't become discouraged, since God has given us this ministry through his mercy. Instead, we have refused to use secret and shameful ways. We don't use tricks, and we don't distort God's word. As God watches, we clearly reveal the truth to everyone. This is our letter of recommendation. So if the good news that we tell others is covered with a veil, it is hidden from those who are dying. The God of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. As a result, they don't see the light of the good news about Christ's glory. It is Christ who is God's image. Our message is not about ourselves. It is about Jesus Christ as the Lord. We are your servants for his sake. We are his servants because the same God who said that light should shine out of darkness has given us light. For that reason, we bring to light the knowledge about God's glory, which shines from Christ's face. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 119, verses 33 to 40. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. I shall keep it with all my heart. Make me go in the path of your commandments, for that is my desire. Incline my heart to your decrees and not to unjust gain. Turn my eyes from watching what is worthless. Give me life in your ways. Fulfill your promise to your servant, which you make to those who fear you. Turn away the reproach which I dread, because your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your commandments. In your righteousness, preserve my life. Let us pray. As of old, O Lord our God, you gave commandments to make one nation just and true. So by your incarnate word, you make all peoples one in grace and in the perfect freedom of your service. We give thanks to you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. I'm reading from John chapter 14, verses 6 to 14. Jesus answered him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you will also know my Father. From now on, you know him through me and have seen him in me." Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will satisfy us." Jesus replied, I've been with all of you for a long time. Don't you know me yet, Philip? The person who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? What I am telling you doesn't come from me. The Father who lives in me does what he wants. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe me because of the things I do. I can guarantee this truth. Those who believe in me will do the things I am doing. They will do even greater things because I'm going to the Father. I will do anything you ask the Father in my name so that the Father will be given glory because of the Son. If you ask me to do something, I will do it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Saint Philip and Saint James Apostles on this holy day, the 1st of May, from For All the Saints, a book by Stephen Reynolds. Philip is named in the first three Gospels whenever they list the 12 Apostles, but he plays no active role and has no voice in their accounts. This changes in the fourth Gospel, which presents Philip as a leading figure in the circle of disciples. He is the third person to be specifically called by Jesus, and he in turn brought his friend Nathanael into the company of the Lord. In John's account of the feeding of the 5,000, Philip voices doubts felt by the other disciples, and his questions set the stage for Jesus to demonstrate his power. Likewise, at the Last Supper, Philip's remarks help to make the farewell discourses of Jesus a teaching dialogue between master and disciples. A later tradition of the church says that Philip eventually settled in Asia Minor, where he lived to a ripe old age. James, the other apostle we commemorate today, is an even more shadowy figure. The Gospels list him as the son of Alphaeus, but he's usually known as James the Less, to distinguish him from the two other disciples of the same name. Mark's Gospel also mentioned James the Younger, who watched the crucifixion with his mother Mary and the other women. He is traditionally identified with the apostles we honor today. Philip and James are remembered together because of an accident of ecclesiastical history. In the 6th century, the Church of Rome acquired some relics, bones of James, and placed them in a reliquary, which already held some remains of Philip. This reliquary is placed in a new church, which was dedicated jointly to the two apostles on May the 1st of the year 560. So we give thanks for Philip and James. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
For intercessions and prayers today, I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for our time of morning prayer here, wherever we here might be for you. And for our bishops, for the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin, Linda, our primate, Andrew, our diocesan, and Rosilla, our area bishop, for all clergy and people and lay people in their callings, for all ministers and people, we pray for the church. And especially those churches named St. Philip or St. James. Almighty and everlasting God, by your Spirit, the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified. Receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in our vocation and ministry we may truly and devoutly serve you through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I ask your prayers for peace and goodwill among nations and for the well-being of all people. Almighty God, kindle, we pray, in every heart the true love of peace, and guide with your wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that justice and peace may increase until the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, the addicted, those in prison. We pray for those in any need or trouble, those suffering from any illness or affliction, those particularly with COVID-19 or with cancer, those who are laid off or without work or wondering, questioning what their next steps are in terms of their life, ministry, calling, business, somehow to make a living. We ask for your direction for all those people in their life at this stage, and see this as an opportunity to turn to God in Christ and to find his Spirit at work in our discerning process. We pray for Christine, Ivan, Vic, Eddie, Mary, Suan and Rob's family, for Dawn, Cliff, Jim, Clarissa, and all those who are expecting, and their partners, for Noah, Haley, family of Dawn and Frank Gulenchen, for Bill, Nancy's friend who has breast cancer, giving thanks for Eddie, for Father Juan Torres' family and all the migrant workers, for their safety and protection. I invite you to remember the names of those on your heart at this time, silently or aloud. Our son Nicholas, who is, and all those who are graduating from college, university, or moving on in school, but don't have the experience of being in a building with other people, pray for their academic achievements to be completed, and for doors to open for them to find work in their field. These things we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we offer the collect for this day. Almighty God, you gave your apostles Philip and James grace and strength to bear witness to the truth. Grant that we, mindful of their victory of faith, may glorify in life and death the name of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the God of hope Fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, it's been quite a week with Catherine of Siena. We went to Italy, Marie de l'Incarnation on Thursday. We're in Quebec, in New France. And today, St. Philip's and St. James here traveling through Asia Minor and Israel, Holy Land. I'm glad we have had you with us on the journey. We ask your prayers through Saturday and Sunday for all the putting the service together and for our life together as a Christ Church family and all our church families, wherever they may be, to be strengthened in the faith as we pray and read the word and continue to serve in whatever way we are able to with the love of God in our hearts and love for our neighbor. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on Sunday.